Hey guys, hey, it's my birthday today, Serendipity Podcast. I forgot which episode this is, but if you're tuning in, I thank you so much. I had to post something on a special day, you know, probably one of the hardest birthdays that I ever had, but I'm very grateful for many things around me. And I'm grateful for the many opportunities that are coming my way. I wouldn't call them opportunities, I would call it blessings. And I just needed to say thank you to all my listeners. For some of you who have been following my podcast or the most recent episodes, you guys know that I've been going through a very, very crazy time in my life. But I think more so that God always aligns me with my purpose. And without any reasonable doubt, I have to realize that although sometimes things are, you know, taken out of my path, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a failure. It just means that my purpose is aligned with blessings that only, you know, God has for me. And not the blessings that people may think they have for me. Because, you know, people make mistakes and people do things to hurt one another. And there's not going to be people that fight for you like only you can fight for you. I think people kind of mix up when they think that they're fighting for someone and they don't. It's just a lot of words involved. And words can be hurtful. Words can seem minuscule, words come with no action. But what I am most proud of on this 35th birthday is that I am able to breathe. That's really it. I think we spend so much time, you know, trying to wait on death coming to us, you know, or even sometimes contemplating it, you know. But I think the most thing that I'm proud of and enjoy the most is that I'm able to take a breath. Each and every breath, you know, I'm able to breathe through joy. I'm able to breathe through heartbreak. I'm able to breathe through sad times. I'm able to breathe even during anxiety attacks. I know that sounds very crazy, but I'm able to at least try to take a breath, you know, during an anxiety attack. But when you can get through it, and then on that last breath, when you're able to, like, okay, calm yourself down, I find it very liberating that I actually, you know, can make it to my next breath. Happy birthday to all my Aquarius. I love all of my Aquarius people. Shout out to... I forgot to wish the most, like, she's such an awesome person. She's one of my students. I would like to say happy birthday to Rainy because I actually forgot to text her on her birthday. But I'm giving her a huge shout out to the world because she's such an awesome person. And shout out to any of my empaths. We get it because we're so fucking special. And shout out to a lot of people whose birthday is on in January. I had a moment just now, but I just had to, you know, let my student know. She's not even my student. She's now my friend. That Rainy, you are such a cool individual. And you have such a keen sense of knowledge about life at such a profound, special age. And I wish you nothing but the best. The reason why this episode is obviously, you know, for my birthday too, but it's also dedicated to you because there was a time in my life when we sat down on in the back of your, I would say porch, it was at the porch, and you were just reminding me like to always stay strong and to always to remind myself of how special I really am, and regardless of whoever comes in and out of my life, it's because they don't really appreciate those moments. But I just wanted to say that. And as for the rest of you guys, when I tell you that depression can get you extremely low, trust me, I know. Trust me, I fucking know it. I do know it. But I just want you to remember that you have a purpose. You have a purpose as soon as when your feet hits the fucking floor in the morning. You have a purpose. Regardless if, you know, people say they love you and there's no action involved. You know, you have a purpose. When people promise you things, you know, you still have to have a purpose for yourself. When you, I promise you, like from a year from now, as much as all I have literally is my suitcase and a dream, I will keep going like no matter what. I will keep going no matter what. So fucking hard. I can't even form a sentence without crying nowadays. But I'm so grateful that I was able to get through these last few months. And I just wanted to wish myself happy fucking birthday, you know? Happy fucking birthday to me. And I thank God for everything. So I love you guys for listening to all my listeners. If you have someone, please send my episodes to them. Any special episode that you feel like, you know, you can send to somebody. If I hit a note or a tune, that's fine. If you know me, you can text me. If not, then you can use the questions or answer the questions to interact with me. So that way I can, I guess, come up with new episodes, because this is literally the only way for me to get out my pain and the things that I feel, because I know people are not alone. I know that people are struggling with the same shit I'm doing or the same realizations of life as you get older. So wish yourself a happy birthday, even if it's not your fucking birthday, you know, because you made it. And there's so many moments I miss in my life, but I think I will be okay. So happy birthday to all my Aquarians, happy birthday to you.